All right, guys, welcome to our Dynamax training call, Monday, December 5th, 2016. My name is Amanda Ryan. I'm Ruby Director with this company, and I'm so grateful and blessed to be able to share some new things with you guys. So the first thing that I really wanted to share with you guys is what I call the holiday mindset switch, okay? Sorry about that, you guys. I'm working off my phone here. We are so stuck in the mode of being the consumer. What I'm really excited to share with you is that mindset switch and becoming the business, looking at it from a business point of view instead of a consumer point of view, okay? So what I wanted to talk to you about, like I said, is that business mindset. Let's talk business. Okay. First, if you stop and you look around at any local stores that you're looking at, any network marketing companies, anything like that, this time of year, they're really, really putting forth more hours, more time, more energy, more promotions, more lighting, more glam, more of all those kinds of things, right? So what I've really noticed in the last little while in talking to some people who are really, really, really into marketing online and have been truly successful doing so, have shared a few tips with me that I've applied to my business. One of them, you know, when Taylor said to us, you know what, go out and start creating a following on Instagram and so much and so forth, I started doing that right away. So when I started doing it, it was on one Friday. I said to myself, I said, okay, it was in November, I'm going to give myself 7 days and I want to increase my social media network to 1,000 people. So what I did there was I decided, okay, I'm going to do it with Instagram. And on Instagram, I literally went through and started hashtagging people, hashtagging things that I wanted to hashtag things that I wanted to learn about, people that I wanted to learn about. So, for example, hashtag I want to feel better, hashtag I'm not sleeping at night. And I went through and I kind of, you know, checked off some of those people and started bringing my following. So what happened was once I got to 1,000 followers the following Friday, so I started out at 68, got to 1,000 the following Friday, I actually nourished each and one of those relationships from the beginnings, because each like I got, I actually went in and said, you know what, thank you very much. And you'd think that this would take a ton of time. It does take some work, but it doesn't take a ton of time. I know for myself, no matter what I'm doing, my phone's always close by and I've always got a second or two to pop in and say, hey, thanks for following me, pretty generic. Hey, thanks for touching base with me. I like to meet people all over the world and talk about that kind of stuff. So it was really easy for me to build a following that way. The next thing that we're looking at is, you know, how can we be more like a bigger business, right, around Christmas time? How can we utilize it and get customers and maybe do some gratitude stuff and do some giveaways and things like that? I mean, even with Dynamax, we had some big promotions going on from, you know, Black Friday all the way to Cyber Monday. And then I believe even till a couple of days ago, even swag was on sale still. So, you know, you guys, those people that got on there and took advantage of those things, you're going to have a little bit of extra product in your home. You're going to have maybe some extra, you know, T-shirts and water bottles and such in your home. So this is what I suggest, and what I've really started to do is start making those little gift bags that Taylor had suggested. And you guys, go back and listen to his videos because he's brilliant. And if you start really instead of always listening, but actually start acting on some of these things, you're going to be able to attract some awesome things and bring some more awesome stuff to you, okay? Because what it is nowadays, people don't buy products and join companies because of the products and the companies. They join people. And that's a really, really important thing to remember. People join people. So what is it that you can do to increase the value in your business page? Because at this time of year, you actually want to increase the content on your page anywhere between three times to 10 times, okay? So some suggestions I have is make some of those gift packages, you know, put a little bit of this together and that together. Not all Dynamax stuff. Not all Dynamax stuff, okay? And then maybe I'm going to just tell you the one I'm doing, and I honestly don't care if you copycat, because I believe that we are all going to hit different people other than the people within our business that are going to maybe see the same thing over and over again. No big deal. So get those gift bags, set them out, and be like, okay, the first three people to like and share this comment is going to receive this gift bag to re-gift to somebody else, right? And if you're focusing on kind of getting the customers, you're gonna put your Dynamax business card in there. You're gonna put some little treats in there, whatever you're gonna put in there, and you're gonna, if it's anybody local, you're gonna go hand deliver that parcel. And if they're not local, then you're going to obviously mail it out. But make sure your card information's in there. Make sure that if somebody wins it that you don't know, or, you know, it was shared on their Facebook page and whatnot, that you get their information, their phone number, all of that stuff, and actually make connections with them. Because that's what's super important. You guys, we're in network marketing, relationship marketing. And I'm finding for myself that when I got to a point when I hit Ruby where I literally ran out of people. I literally ran out of people in my warm market that I wanted to share Dynamax with, that I could share Dynamax with. And, you know, we've changed and grown and developed and moved forward so many times within the company in the last 2.5 years that, you know, things have changed. And now we're even changing and evolving even more. So hybrid marketing is what I think in my heart of hearts is going to be truly successful for me. And I believe that it will help you too. Okay, so hybrid marketing is where you spend time doing money-making activities on social media as well as making connections in the community. So you guys, it's the Christmas season. This is the perfect time to be going out and meeting people. Okay, get invited to those Christmas parties that you may not want to go to, but get in that business mindset. Get out of that consumer mindset. You know, don't kick up your feet and drink hot chocolate all night. You know, get that tree up, do all those wonderful things, but do them while you're doing other little things as well. And in the evening when you have the opportunity to go out, mix and mingle, and meet some new people, go ahead and do that. And when you're out talking to them, which is another really awesome suggestion that was made to me, is, you know, talk to them, build that relationship, listen to what they're saying, and then saying, hey, and Kate, and I want you to write this down because this is good information. This is what you say to them. Hey, you know what? We should really connect over Facebook, right? Facebook can become a place where you can create your own private personal community. Okay, you can get on with that person that you met at the party the night before, and you can be like, thank you so much for the time we spent together yesterday. I truly appreciated it. Take out a few key points of what you liked about that person and their conversation, and then go ahead and put it into a thank you blurb, you know, and keep connected every Friday, every other Friday, you know, relationship nourish. Call it the RN. You know, Tiffany Peterson says, call it the RN, relationship nourish, baby, because that is what our business is all about. It's all about creating a network. And so if you're sitting back and saying, oh my goodness, I have nobody to talk to. I have nobody I can share this with. Well, that's a problem, you guys. We're in network marketing. We can never run out of people. We need to find new people. We need to find more people. We need not to chase people. You know, trinkling, drizzling on people and planting seeds over the Christmas holidays and all of the time to, you know, to harvest in the new year, because nobody's going to want to come out at the end of the new year with a credit card debt, right? So, you know, getting out there and meeting people and doing these things is just another way for you to network, meet new people. I mean, when I moved to Calgary, I knew nobody. I knew some of the people at my church, and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go out and I'm going to join Toastmasters. So I joined Toastmasters, and that was great, and I met some new people there. And, you know, and really just attracting some value to yourself and what you can do to help other people. I truly believe that basing everything you do on generosity is going to help you as well, you know, and knowing your final outcome. What's your outcome? What is your outcome for everything you do? Okay, so I want to add 1,000 followers to my community, but why? Why do I want to add another 1,000 people to my network? Well, I want to network with them and I want to help them. Well, what do I want to help them with? Well, you know, I don't want to slander all of my network marketing with everything to do with just Dynamax. I don't want to do that. I want to create some value that I can share with other people, some genetic tips, some things like that, right? So if you're creating something, what is it that you love? I started a group called the Optimal Hour Challenge. So that's a way that I can connect with some people and we can do some fun stuff online and, you know, practice getting videos going and all that stuff. And videos terrified me forever, right up until probably about a week ago when I was like, okay, I can do this. I'm going to just do videos because the people that are going to see this either A, don't know me or they already love me. So it's okay. You know, so really think about doing those kinds of things. How can you increase the value of your pages online? What can you do? These online meetings that are going on, these hashtag DMX online meetings that everybody's doing is awesome. Those are great. But what else can we be doing? What else can you do to bring value to your business? Okay? So kind of in closing here, I don't know how long I'm supposed to actually be on this call. However, we'll go over a couple more things here. I'm guessing I have a couple more minutes. So number one is to really know your outcome. Okay, know your outcome. What is this for you? What is Dynamax going to be for you? What kind of tool are you using? Is it going to be to implement into your life so you can, you know, create your dreams and desires and your goals? Because, I mean, when you wake up in the morning, I'm sure you're like, oh my goodness, I'm so grateful for Dynamax, but you don't say to yourself, oh, well, my end result is Dynamax. Well, what with Dynamax is your end result? Do you want to be a diamond? Do you want to be a ruby? Do you want to be completely self-sufficient? Do you want to be an industry leader? So per se that you want to be a diamond, who are you going to start learning from? Diamonds. Educate yourself. Find other diamonds online. Watch other people online. You guys, we have the world at our fingertips, and we are able to create whatever we want right from our cell phones. So the excuse of I don't have time anymore is out the window, because I can tell you right now, 99% of us are on our phones or have them near us all day long. And if they say they don't, they're probably fibbing, right? So that's one thing, you know, really work at social media. Don't congest your blog with all Dynamax stuff, though. Don't do that. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is find some good information, some good self-lovey, warm, fuzzy stuff to throw on your profile. Those are the types of people you want to attract. You want to attract positive people. If you decide, you know what, I want to be a diamond in Dynamax and I want to do this, well, then look for every diamond you can find and learn from them, okay? Number two is get out of that, switch your mindset from consumer to business. Don't be the person who has a home-based business who sits back and kicks up their feet and drinks hot chocolate all night and complains about not getting anywhere in their business. Don't do that. Be like the big businesses, because our businesses are no different than a big business. The only difference is we didn't pay millions of dollars to open our franchise, and we have 10 times more support, right? So get away from that consumer, that really consumer mentality, and switch into the business mentality. What are the businesses doing around me right now? What do I see? What kind of little things can I do to increase my sales and propel my business forward, but not annoy people online, right? What can you do to get outside and meet people? You know, it doesn't have to be part of the huge part of network marketing is actually doing the network marketing part of it. It's not the sales part of it all the time. The products are great. They're going to move themselves. They're going to be able to use. You're going to put yourself in positions where you can hand somebody a packet, really listen to people, right? But I think the bottom line right now is the way the world is changing, we really need to focus on building those networks. That is huge for any type of thing, okay? Number three, plant the seeds about the business this Christmas season. Because you'll find if you put the extra effort in now, like Jay said earlier, you're going to find huge success in the biggest part of the new year. So when I went to Ruby, the 2 points in my business that we really grew were it was right before Christmas, okay? Kind of planted seeds, loved people, nurtured people, and then really the new year had a big bang and right into the spring. Because the nice thing about this quarter is by the time we get through this Christmas corner, everybody is going to be so excited and geared up in the new year with all of their resolutions that you guys are going to be able to build massive teams. But you can't sit back and just expect it to happen for you. You have to put in the work. And for me, that was really educating myself and becoming the person that I wanted to lead me is what I've been focusing on. Who do I want to lead me? What type of person do I want to lead me? So that was a lot of things. It was a big part of what I looked at. Okay, give gifts. Give gifts. Give the gift of sleep with a little package. You know, hand it over, share it. You know, the next one would be add value and more content to your business page and your Messenger page. Okay, use Messenger. I don't know if recently some of you have probably had birthdays with Dynamax, and there's a little voice recorder back there that you can record. So anybody who has a birthday now, I do the voice recorder birthday, and you'll come to find that it's absolutely awesome because people will be like, how the heck are you doing that? So if you see somebody that you don't know really well, even just be like happy birthday to them over that. That really helps her. Right now, go through your contact list and wish everybody a Merry Christmas, because that little voice note might be like, oh my gosh, I haven't talked to this person in so long. How kind of them to wish me a Merry Christmas. And, you know, you can rekindle and rebuild a relationship there. Okay. Another thing that I just wanted to touch base with was you guys, convention. I cannot lie to you, I have missed a convention or two in my time, all for reasons that I guess I found more important than being at convention. Okay? Sometimes those times that I haven't been at convention are the times that my business went dormant and was a lot harder to rejuvenate, okay? And for myself and my spirit, you know, I lost the spark that I had once had because I had missed a convention. And you guys, we need that. We need that time where we can be together and we can feed off each other's vibrant personalities and the energies in the room, and we're being able to be together and connect, and you know, people get to know your name and we get to watch you walk across the stage and congratulate you for great things. I know that our corporate team has amazing things in store for us, you guys. The face of Dynamax is changing, and they've got such an awesome new way of things coming out and such an awesome transition with having Taylor on board. He is very, very smart, and take the time to listen to him and ask him questions. And I'm not talking about just emailing him complaints. You know, get out there and be like, hey, I really want to learn how to do this. Go out there and try to learn it yourself. And if you're coming back, okay, well, I tried to learn this, but I'm Canadian wall here. Get the extra help from somebody. I'm always willing to listen and help on it because this is something I've become very passionate about. I can see it. I can feel it. So it's going to be super awesome that way. And the same for Taylor. He can see, he can feel it. He knows how wonderful, he's proven how awesome social media can be to build your business. So really take some time to sit back and, I mean, and I'm just suggesting this to you because it's something I did. Sit back and reflect, what is your end result? What do you want this to be for you? Who do you want to be, right? What is this going to be? And really figure that out because you can make a list of 100 things that you need to do and never get anywhere because you don't know where you're going. And that's what I've spent a lot of the last few years of my life doing, was this great big circle, and you keep getting the end result, right? Isn't that the definition of insanity? Well, if you guys are getting the same results, let's do something different. Add some social media into your life. Take baby steps, take big steps, do whatever you take, or do whatever you need to do, but honestly take that step in that direction. Add it to your business. Don't let it take away from anything you're already doing, but add it to your business. There's money-making activities you can do online every single day, every single hour. You know, how many times a day do you stop and check your Facebook or stop and check your Instagram? Well, you know what? Make sure every time you check your email, your messenger, or your Instagram, that there's a message there waiting for you because you had mentioned somebody else to connect, okay? During the daytime, it is Europe's nighttime. So, you know, go in and find some people from Europe and hashtag them and add some of them to your following on Instagram. This is really good. And you can start posting about not sleeping at night in Europe and promoting the lights off, right? In the evening before you're going to bed, Europe's waking up. So you can, just before you go to bed, start promoting the lights on and mental clarity and focus and the sugar-free over there. You're going to get people who want to connect with you. So I just wanted to thank everybody very, very, very much, especially the head office for having me on this call this evening and giving me the opportunity to share this all with you. You guys have a wonderful week. I really hope the information I shared with you will be as much of a blessing to you as it was when it came to me. Gift the information to your teams, the people that weren't on this call. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week, as I said, and I will talk to everyone real soon. Bye-bye now.